And good Saturday morning, everyone. And for the second straight weekend, get ready for a deep freeze along the Gulf Coast area. Now, this time, no ice, but small craft advisory kind of weekend. Going to be some howling winds out there. Well, did you get out in it, or do you plan to do it this weekend? What you going to be doing? Maybe some ice fishing. Well, we got some hunting seasons that are getting ready to wrap up, the Louisiana East Zone for duck season. Still some deer season. Some of the areas for archery will be closing today. Still got a couple with primitive weapons and some rut gun hunting over there in Alabama. And by the way, did you get a chance to take Robbie Campo's advice and check out the potential redfish jubilee on the banks of Bayou Lutre? Well, if you didn't, you might get a chance to do it this morning. Conditions are right. We got some freezing temperatures. We've got some low tides. Those fish stack up in there. And some other spots, too. I know over there in the western part of the state, they've also got some areas around some of the wildlife refuges where you can drive back there and fish right off the bank into some of those deeper canals. Well, we also got a chance, a rare opportunity, to catch some non-native fish, the rainbow trout in Louisiana. We got stockings going on all over the state. They've been taking place. We'll tell you where you might be able to find them, catch them, and there is no boat required. The red snapper quota we gave you has been amended, the one for this coming year. It's not a big change. We'll fill you in on exactly how many pounds of snapper we'll be allowed to catch in Louisiana. We'll be talking, as we normally do, with our regular field reporters, see how they and you can find and catch deep freeze fish in this weather. Those of you who are expecting some talk about the minimalist challenge for the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, that has been postponed. We'll talk to Brendan Bayard and give you the new date when that is set. Just not the right conditions to hold a kayak tournament like that this weekend. Well, did you know there's a minimum size caliber to legally hunt deer? Well, one guy either didn't care or didn't know, but it didn't much matter because he did during illegal hours, and that's why he's going to be honored as today's bad boy of the outdoors. And I'm going to tell you how you can cash in on a $6,000 reward for information regarding a future bad boy of the outdoors. So we'll tell you about that. Also, Bayou Wild TV, coming to a South Mississippi station near you. We welcome in an affiliate. They'll be joining us next weekend. And we also have some chilly marine forecasts out there for you. Small craft advisors up for the whole weekend. North winds offshore 25 to 35, 5 to 8-foot seas. You don't want to be anywhere near that. On the interior lakes and bays, 20 to 25 knots, you're going to be limited to fishing interior canals. No open waters for today or tomorrow because those winds will switch around to the west. 15 to 25 knots offshore, 3 to 5-foot seas, and 15 to 20 knots on the interior lakes and bays. And with these cold temperatures, that is the recipe for hypothermia. You do not want to be getting wet or getting caught in any of that type of stuff. So be very careful if you're headed out to some of the protected waters. Average tide range, 1.5. That combined with those stiff winds, when you get your low tide in your area with those winds, you're going to see mudflats, stumps, maybe some stuff you haven't seen in years. So it's going to be a tough situation if you're going to get out there and fish. For the hunters, wrapping up the east zone of the duck season, well, it's kind of the weather you want, but just stay on the interior. Don't get yourself in trouble. Got the Biloxi Boat Show coming up next weekend. We're going to be talking to you about that and a whole lot of other stuff that you and I just enjoy talking about. We do it each and every Saturday morning, and we do it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's head down there now to Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, and we talked to Robbie Campo. And Robbie, boy, what a rough weekend this is going to be for somebody trying to catch a fish. How is Bayou Lutre? Did it produce last weekend with the cold temperatures and getting a redfish in there?
No, Don, it did not. And, you know, and it wasn't from a lack of not trying. People were there every day this weekend trying. But, you know, what I can tell you is, you know, and my phone is just nonstop ringing with this. I don't think it's going to happen today. The water is too high. Tomorrow is probably going to be your best bet. You know, we have a new moon coming around, so you know, you got a pretty good tide range. So I don't believe that it's going to happen today. Tomorrow is probably going to be your best bet. And the reason I say that is because yesterday, you know, we hit 61 degrees down here, and, you know, and there was a few trout caught yesterday. So, you know, when I don't think the water temperatures are going to drop that quick. And, you know, when people ask me about these, you know, this Redfish Jubilee, and I always tell them, I said, look, if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world, guys, because, you know, when that water gets in that low 40s, you know, and, you know, the high 30s and low 40s is when that, you know, Jubilee usually takes place. I said, you know, you're subject to lose some trout, and, you know, they start dying if the temperatures get any lower than that. I said, so if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. So don't freak out because it's not going to happen. So, and I would rather it not happen than to lose a bunch of fish. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's just me. You know what I mean? But I know people are just sitting there patiently waiting and they think it's going to happen. But I think your best bet is tomorrow morning, Don. I really do. It's if you look at the way the weather is down here right now, it's 35 degrees. It's cold, but it's not, you know, it's 35 degrees will do it. It's just got to have the water extremely, extremely low. And we had that all week, Don. I saw stuff on the flats I haven't seen since I was a kid. I heard you talking about that earlier, just a few minutes ago. And, look, we had some gust of wind here, just because I've been here since 4:30. That was 29 miles an hour, you know, 29.6. Yeah. So it wind's pumping pretty good. So if you're going to try to go fishing today, I would advise against that. And you're going to have a falling tide all day. It's just not worth going out there and getting yourself in any kind of trouble, you know, and then you have to have somebody else come rescue you or whatever, and you put somebody else's life in danger when you have to do that. So, but one thing I can tell you is if you do not have your CETO membership renewed, this is the time to do it. Because, you know, these guys could save your life, especially in these kind of conditions. So get that done. And then, last week we had Coast Guard picking up people who were duck hunting on the last weekend. They got stuck out in that Biloxi Marsh. You don't want to have to go. We don't have to put these guys out there in a helicopter trying to come get you because you got stuck. So, you know, there's better days to do this stuff on. So, you know. Let's be smart about this.
Yeah, and God bless those CETO captains that have to get out there and do that stuff. You know, that's their job. That's their living. Robbie, you know, one thing, we talked about this before. You know, when it used to be when you had these fronts come through in low tide conditions and small craft advisories, it was kind of a delayed action for the water to get out of the marshes and expose all those mud flats. We don't have the coast that we used to have. So not only do we protect that wetlands protect storm surge from coming in, it accelerates it going out when you don't have it, because it also backed it up, and the water had to find its way through the little traverses before it got to the main bayous and then into the bays. But that doesn't happen anymore. That's why we get these extremely low tides and low water and dangerous situations in that marsh, because we don't have the marsh we used to.
You know, Don, you're exactly correct. I mean, because I've seen places, you know, I've watched this place erode since I'm a kid, right? So, you know, I have to get in a boat. I have to go do this a couple times a year and just go ride through the main spots, you know what I mean, just to go take a ride, just to look at things and be familiar with it. So, you know, you say, oh, well, that island's gone, or this island's gone. And you know, I mean, it this thing changes weekly out there, you know. So, and you're right. I mean, this water used to fall. It would take days to get out of here. Now, when it goes, it just goes. And listen, let me tell you, when it comes back up on the east wind, it comes up just as fast as it does when it gets out of here. So it's, you know, when you got a storm coming or something around here, you better have your stuff up and get out of here while you can. You know, if they say that thing's coming, and when it gets to Jamaica, buddy, you better have everything picked up, because you'll have water on the Florissant Highway before you know it. So the
exactly
water comes
right
up just as fast as it flies out of here. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind too.
Well, it's a changing environment. You can still have good days fishing, but you got to make adjustments because the coast has adjusted, and what used to be good spots and productive spots become open water, and you just got to find the new ones and deal with the conditions at the time, and just be ready for change because it's eventually going to be changing, like you say, almost on a weekly and monthly basis. Well, Robbie, anything else before you go, buddy?
Well, like I say, Don, you know, this time of the year, you know, people's asking, what can you do to be ready for spring? Go get your boat serviced right now. Go take it to wherever your local, wherever you go get your boat serviced and have it serviced and get your oils changed, your low unit oils changed, check your hubs and your bearings and your tires and check everything and make your batteries and make sure your boat is in tip-top shape now. So when, you know, spring's right around the corner, Don, so when it's, you know, when spring gets here, you're not the guy that's caught, you know, 3 weeks in line to get your boat looked at. So everybody waits to the last minute. And I know people are trying to bag that last buck. Oh, you know, the Alabama and, you know, mid-Mississippi's rut's in full swing right now. So, but as soon as this is over, get your boats and get them serviced. So, you know, you could be ready when spring gets here because, you know, like I said, a couple more months, it's going to be here before you know it. You know, we're already in February. Tomorrow starts February. So, I mean, hey, you know, you got to get it while you can get it. And, look, they got a lot of boat dealers that do service work are sitting there twiddling their thumbs right now because a lot of things are slow. So, go get your boat fixed.
Yeah, they got specials on it, too, and you can actually save some money by getting it done early. Robbie, thanks for the report, as always, and we'll check in with you again next week, my friend. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo at Shell Beach. All right, we got some texts coming in. If you want to shoot us one, it's 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, tell us about your trip, what you got going on this weekend. We love to hear from our listeners, and that's how to do it, 504-260-1870. We're back with those right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's get to our text messages. And, boy, I really love this one. It says, hi, I'm granddaughter number one. She's number one. Her brother Dax and she are drinking coffee with Pawpaw Worm, listening to the show. I like your show. Oh, Mama is here, too. I asked Papa to take his fishing, but he said it's too cold, so he's going to make his pancakes. Thanks. That's a great option. Enjoy those pancakes. He's right. It is too cold to go fishing. And by the way, she says she forgot to tell us her name. It's Riley, and she's almost 9 years old. Bye. Thank you, Riley. You're going to be added to our list of loyal listeners that we've got. It's getting pretty extensive, too, by the way. All right, we also have Dr. Dan checking in. He wanted to know what Robbie thinks about the Jubilee, what conditions make an area best. Well, if you were tuned in, he explained that in detail already. And I don't know that it's going to happen because, yeah, the water did warm up, and it's going to take a hard fall, but don't know if it'll be hard enough to get those fish stacked up in there. But, hey, it's worth trying. All right, we got the backstrap stacker in Mobile checking in. He said the bucks are still running hard, but he and the little backstrap have both gotten their 3 bucks for the season. Can't complain about that. They've got 11 days to go for their deer season, and, yeah, some of that is prime time over there. And he wishes good luck to all the hunters out there. It's going to be a cold one, that's for sure. And we got old Wingbone. He's staying warm. It's 26 degrees where he's listening to us in Wilmer, Alabama. The Steel Man, taking it easy in Covington today. Finished up the duck season on Monday with a good public land hunt in the East Zone. Was hunting with the Big Burr. They had lots of teal and whistlers, and they'll report the season numbers for us next weekend. Happy hunting. Well, yeah, we still got some rabbit. This is prime time for rabbit hunting, especially these cold days. Snipe season's open the whole month of February if you like to chase those little guys. Also squirrel. And today is the last day of the Louisiana woodcock season, which I will be participating in as soon as I get off this radio station. All right, we also have, our Ohio listener says, a chilly good morning from Ohio. It is 10 degrees here. Feels downright balmy after a week of minus and zero. My old tree actually split in the cold, still hunting those frozen pipes and feeding the squirrels. Yeah, I heard about exploding trees. The sap in it froze just like a water in a pipe would burst the trees and actually, not really a big explosion, but would split them and break them open. All right, we got Butch. He's at the Wycloski Bridge. He's wondering if anyone's going to be fishing off the bank in Bayou Lutra. He's on the way to work. People, please stay. Legalize or watch it. Stay legal. Yeah, we warned you about that. You know, you always stay legal, but particularly in situations where fish are stacked up and plentiful, the opportunity to maybe keep more fish than you should is there, and you got to resist it. All right, here's one that says fresh water is the only thing to stop saltwater intrusion. Coastal Restoration Authority killed that. I helped them to do it, too. Yeah, I helped them kill it. It was all me. This guy on a radio station just killed the whole coastal restoration project. I guess I got the blame for that. All right, let me get to, I got to tell you about all of these places where you can catch rainbow trout. But before I do that, I want to get to the amended red snapper quota. We gave you the figures out of Department of Wildlife and Fishery a couple weeks ago. They were a little bit inaccurate. They've got the accurate amended quota now. We had a quota of 894,955 pounds. And because we went over 52,148, the new quota will be for 2026, 882,439. So it's a few thousand pounds less spread out over the season. You won't even notice it, Harley. And we had a great red snapper season in Louisiana. We had it open for 200 days. We had no storms or hurricanes. So May 1st through November the 16th, you know, that was a pretty long season for red snapper. This year, if you're interested in getting out and getting in on the red snapper, they're going to be setting the dates at a future Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. And hopefully it will open about the same day. I like to open it in May, right around the summertime, and then extend it as long as the fish are there and the quota hadn't been reached. And it really went late into mid-November. And hopefully we'll have a good, long, productive season again in 2026 for the red snapper. All right, if you like to catch rainbow trout, maybe you've never caught one, well, you got a chance to do it. There are probably 15 places in Louisiana that have been freshly stocked with hungry rainbow trout that bite in cold weather. They are a cold weather species. That's why they don't live here permanently. And now is an opportunity to catch them. When I come back, I'll give you a list of the places you will find them and maybe a couple tips on how to catch them. We'll be right back to do it. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's get to some of our text messages. We got Roland Cortez, hunting guide, duck hunting, goose hunting guide extraordinaire. Guy's a great speckle belly caller. He hunts with the Dave's Bayou crew in North Louisiana. Today is the last day of the season. You can use some rest, Roland. I know about this time of the year, guides who do that day in, day out, you got to be a little worn out. But he said it's been a great one, and they're going to go out with a bang, and they'll have a recap for us next week. I got to tell you, most places in Louisiana, you would have expected some really good duck and goose hunting this year with all these Arctic fronts that we had late in the season. We didn't have any storms. We had good submerged aquatic vegetation. And most people in Louisiana will tell you it wasn't much of a season. There was some high points, a lot of teal. Now we got the Mexican whistlers here. But for the most part, the bigger ducks did not show up. But then every now and then, there's going to be some place that does well. And I'm glad to hear that Dave's Bayou up there in North Louisiana had a really good season. I know they killed some pintails and even killed some of those endangered mallards that we don't hardly see anymore in South Louisiana. All right, let's see. We got David Hubble checking in from Mobile, Alabama. He says, looks like it's a good day to stay inside and make a batch or two of pepper jelly. Yeah, I think you're right on that. And, David, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to tell you, we're going to see you at the Boucherie up at John Foltz's place next weekend. We'll be there on Saturday, and we're going to have the Bayou Wild crew will be out there, so it'll be good to see you and all the folks, John Foltz and his crew that shows up for that great event. And I'm going to have some details coming up on it right after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. If you're not familiar with Chef John Foltz, Boucherie, well, it's going to be next Saturday. Starts early, 8 a.m., White Oak Estate and Gardens. You can Google it and find it. It's in Baton Rouge. They have a traditional Cajun whole hog butchering and cooking event, and you can buy your tickets at Eventbrite. This event celebrates Cajun heritage, goes back years on how to use every part of the hog during this time of the year, producing items like boudin, hoghead cheese, various stews, and there's a lot of other exotic game dishes out there. And there's some informational little seminars that are given too. It's a great day, and I hope to see you out there. It's at White Oak Estate and Gardens. Check it out. It begins at 8, and I'd suggest get those tickets early at Eventbrite for the Boucherie, Boucherie. And if you want to get some more specifics, go back to our Bayou Wild TV webpage and go back to, I forget how many years ago it was now, Bayou Wild's been on like almost 9 years, and you can find a couple shows we did from the Boucherie. All right, want to catch some rainbow trout? Well, this is the only time of the year you can do it. There are some areas that are stocked. These areas meet certain criteria. There's parking, there's clean banks. There's restroom facilities, even facilities where it's available for the handicapped. And if it meets that, they come out there, they open up the tank, and they fill it full of some hungry rainbow trout. And my experience is these fish begin biting as soon as they hit the water. So there's no time for them to adjust. You can start catching them. And here's the listing of the places. Joe Brown Park in New Orleans. If you want to catch them in Baton Rouge, it's the Breck Park on Burbank. In Walker, the Sydney Hutchinson Park, Zamari Park in Hammond, Bayou Country Sports Park in Houma, Southside Regional Park, it's also called Farbacher Field, that's in Youngsville, the I-10 Park, this is a nice place, in Jennings, Oil and Gas Park, the Purple Heart Memorial Park in Ragley, Park Natchitoches in Natchitoches, Louisiana, Forts Bulow and Randolph up in Pineville, Caroli Park in West Monroe, Elmore D. Mayfield Park in Ruston, Grambling City Park in Grambling, Turner's Pond in Minden, and up the Catahoula Ranger District in the Kisatchie Forest, Stewart Lake. All of those areas have been stocked with hungry rainbow trout. Now, how do you catch a rainbow trout? You can use, if you like to use bait, you can use live little wriggler worms under cork. You can put corn on a small, you want to use very small hook and light tackle, light line. You can get away with 10-pound test or even less for rainbow trout. And the little MEPS spinners with the hairs on them. And if you're a fly fisherman, you can also catch them on some of those hairy flies. So it's a great fish for eating. The flesh is delicious. They're not real big fish. But you can fillet them, but most people would cook them whole and just kind of eat around the bones because they're a little bit on the bony side as far as fish go. But this is a really good opportunity, and I hope you catch them because once those waters warm up in these ponds, the fish die. They can't tolerate warm temperatures. That's why we don't have them here year-round, and this is a great opportunity. Again, if you want to get some tips and see how it's done and see all about the rainbow trout, go to our Bayou Wild TV. Tell you what, on a cold weekend like this, man, you can binge out on Bayou Wild TV shows. We've got 8 years of, I think we reached over 200 episodes, and it varies everything from duck hunting to exotic game to Alaska Cajun invasions to catching rainbow trout in ponds, squirrel hunting, taking out LSU athletes with our Tigers in the Wild episodes, Chef John Foltz cooking, Uncle Larry cooking, if you want to get some tips. David Hubble, we got some features we shot with him cooking too. So check it out. It might be a good weekend to catch up on any Bayou Wild TV episodes you missed. This week, Bayou Wild's going to feature Gavin Guidry, LSU baseball pitcher, and Maddie McKee, who is a softball player. We took them out to Tarpon Tails Lodge for some open water duck hunting and some interior marsh fishing. So hope you'll enjoy that. Check it all out, BayouWildTV.com. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you Mississippi listeners where you will be able to watch Bayou Wild TV beginning next weekend. We'll tell you about that. Also, lots more to come. Got more fishing reports with our field reporters and text from our listeners. It's on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's get back to our text messages. We got this one coming in. It says, Don, I remember back in the 70s, we used to fish in this cold weather out of Happy Jack. I believe it was called the Texaco Canal off Grand Bayou up against the levee. Do you remember this? This is from Bedico Tommy, one of our regular listeners. Yeah, I do remember that. It was the Texaco Canal, and there's a lot of places, not just Bayou Lutre and the places over in southwest Louisiana. Highway 1, that entire stretch going down to Grand Isle, that's a little deeper water right on the side of the road. Just got to be careful there because of the traffic that's flying by right close to you. And also down Highway 23, there's some spots on the other side of the levee. You can fish it from the bank and Stay out of the wind if you get on that downside of the levee. So look for those opportunities if you got to go fishing this weekend. Or do the freshwater thing and get some of those rainbow trout. That's an easy thing. And if you get cold, you can go warm up in the truck every few minutes. All right, here's one. Taft Klein, Peter, and Troy, they're going to Gross Tate. One more hunt with the 35-wheeling. Yeah, that's one of the areas that's still got the primitive weapon season going on. Good luck to you, and, boy, stay warm. You know, I'm going to be woodcock hunting in this weather. And when you're walking and constantly moving, it's like when you watch a football game in zero-degree weather. The guys are out there in short sleeves. When you're expending that kind of energy, you don't feel the cold. But, boy, when you're sitting on a deer stand, particularly an open ladder stand, or even in a box if you don't have a heater, man, when you're just not moving like that, it can get extremely cold. So make sure you stay warm and comfortable. Remember, it's supposed to be fun when we do all this stuff. All right, Bayou Wild's going to see you next week, David. And by the way, Bayou Wild is going to be coming to South Louisiana starting next Saturday and Sunday on Ocean 11, WXVO-TV, in Biloxi, Mississippi. Now, each Saturday, it's going to follow a guy people know about, Justin Wilson's show, and that's going to be at 12 noon on Saturdays. It'll lead in, we'll be on right there at 12:30. So on Sunday, it will be on at 6 p.m. Now, that next Sunday, it's going to be on from 6 p.m. to 6:30, so it's a perfect lead-in to some show called the Super Bowl, and maybe there's a few people that watch that, and right before the Super Bowl, catch Bayou Wild TV. And again, this week we got a couple of LSU Tigers baseball and softball players, Gavin Guidry and Maddie McKee. Check it out. It's at Tarpon Tales Lodge, in a great place over there on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. BayouWildTV.com. When you go there, you'll see a listing of all the stations, the affiliate stations that carry the show. And you can also check out on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube if you can't get it anywhere else. And also you get a whole list of all the previous shows. You can go back and kind of binge out on it. All right, here's some more. We've got, Don, I hope you're staying warm this weekend. I'm in Clark County, Alabama. It's 27 with a wind chill of 16. The deer will be alone because I'm not going out there this morning. Stay safe and warm. That's from our friend and regular listener, the Baldwin County Teacher. And we got this one, listening from eastern North Carolina, waiting on the snow hurricane to hit. Prayers are welcome. Yeah, well, you'll get through it. But, yeah, they call that a nor'easter or something like that, and it's way down in North Carolina. So hopefully you keep your power going and just hunker down, as we say here, when the hurricanes are coming, whatever that means. Let's see. There's a Texaco Canal in Lafitte. That's right. The canal over there was the Jefferson Lake Canal. That's right. Yeah, Texaco is still over there in Lafitte. Jefferson Lake Canal is the one there, Happy Jack, where the redfish stack up behind the levee. Here's one that says, I've been a long season. I found that the Roadrunner jigs with a little spinner on them work well for the rainbow trout in the stock pond. The rooster tail works very well also. That's from Old Man Sam. Sam, which one of those ponds did you fish? Did you fish the one in Zamari Park? I've never fished the rainbows there. I fished them at Breck and in Jennings. But in Zamari, well, I had a great day catching those channel cats, and that'll be coming too this spring. When the water warms up, they stock those beautiful. In fact, I pulled some out of the freezer this week, and I did some fried catfish. And I used Louisiana Fish Fry. They have an extra crispy chicken batter. It's made for fried chicken. And I used it on the catfish. And, boy, if you like your fish nice and crispy, boy, that's the one to use. Louisiana Fish Fry's extra crispy batter. They've got a lot of new products out, by the way. If you haven't checked out the counter for the Louisiana Fish Fry, stop by their counter and check it out. You're going to see an awful lot of really good items. All right, yeah, that works well for those rainbow trout. Some people, you can chum it up or actually put little corn, the soft corn kernels, on a tiny hook and use that, or the wriggler worms. Fly fishermen can catch them too. In fact, Sarah Giles was working her magic with the fly rod at the park at Breck, and you can see her in one of those Bayou Wild TV episodes where we caught some rainbow trout. All right, 504-260-1870. That's our text line. Put it to good use. A little bit later on, we're going to tell you how you can cash in. Can you use $6,000 cash? Well, if you've got information leading to the killing of all things, a bald eagle in Louisiana, You can remain completely anonymous. That's how they do it. Or you can tell them your name if you're proud, want to do it. And you could collect $6,000 reward money if you provide information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible for killing a bald eagle back in, it was last month is when it took place. We'll give you the details of where it was. And, you know, somebody probably knows, and somebody that's listening to this show may know who that is. And if you want to cash in on the $6,000 and do the right thing for conservation, well, we'll tell you how to do that coming up in just a little while. But right after this time out, we're going to talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter and find out what some options might be for fishing down and around the Grand Isle area during these deep freeze kind of days. We're back with Darrell right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter during these deep freeze days and find out if there's any possibility to do any fishing at all down the Highway 1 corridor. Captain Darrell, what's going on down there today?
Well, you know, Don, I was listening to you read the text messages, and Riley's grandpa's got it just about right. A good stack of warm pancakes right now would be good.
Yeah, with some good Steen's cane syrup on them, maybe, and lots of butter. Boy, that sounds good.
Yes, indeed. Man, I'm going to tell you, look, now, of course, we've got a fairly large tide range right now, but it's bucking that north wind now. Yesterday was beautiful. I mean, yesterday it was in the 60s, and believe it or not, I don't know what happened to them, but the gnats weren't bad. But, you know, I guess to show a sign of the times and the economy that's going on the coast, I counted a total of 4 people fishing on side of the road yesterday. Now, spent a little time around that Bayou Thunder area, which is right at the mouth of Elmer's Island. And with that low water right at that tide change, there was a couple people fishing that bridge, and they were doing pretty well. I mean, it was stacked full of redfish. Now, they weren't all keepers, so some of them were undersized reds. But, you know, the side of the road is going to be the way to go right now. I mean, look, I'm just not that mad at them anymore. Maybe some people are, but you don't want to be out there in a boat today. I mean, winds gusting at 30 miles an hour out of the north, low tides, and they're going to get lower with that kind of wind. Muddy, muddy water that was beautiful yesterday, but it's all tore up now. You know, fishing those side of the road ponds where you got a little calmer water, you got deeper water, and it's going to stay cleaner. That's going to be your option around the Grand Isle area. And like you said, I know you've had some experience there. Is, you know, watch the traffic, make sure you pull far enough off the road, but you know, just concentrate, slow down, and keep it near the bottom. Find out where those fish are staged, and you ought to be able to pull a few out of there.
You know, talking about the danger of that Highway 1 fishing off the side of the road like that, you know, I hate to bring up something that's a really sad story, but if it serves to save somebody's life, it's worth telling. But several years ago, I was going down there fishing, and the traffic was backed up for nearly an hour on Highway 1, and I found out later what had happened. There was a couple, an elderly couple that was fishing off the side of the road. The husband was on the right side. The wife was on the left side. She caught a big redfish off the bank, and she picked it up, and she was running across the highway to show it to her husband, and she was struck by a vehicle and killed there on the highway. And, you know, that has stuck with me for so long. And as often as I can, I want to warn people, if you're fishing off the side of the road on Highway 1, especially if you got kids that have a tendency to wander a little bit, be very, very careful, because that can be extremely dangerous. Those cars and trucks are going by there in excess of 70 miles an hour, and it's nothing nice. But it's a good place to fish, but you just got to be careful doing it.
Yeah, you know, and Don, look, I was going down that highway yesterday, and I started to snap a picture, because it's the epitome of what it should be. There was a dad on the side of the road, and, you know, you mentioned the kids. This little kid couldn't have been no more than 2.5-3 foot tall. I mean, he's a youngster, 5, 6, 7 years old. And, I mean, he to the point that he had to have both hands on the rod to hold it up straight. But, man, just seeing him sitting there on the side of the road fishing, that's what it needs to be. And, you know, kudos to the guys that bring the kids out there with them and start them early. But you certainly, you know, like I said, you certainly stand a chance of catching some out there right now, because I was watching redfish being caught yesterday. I mean, there wasn't a lot of trout involved, but they had plenty of reds. And, you know, this time of the year, you know, it's almost like that jubilee. It's holding water. It's a little bit deeper. It's going to stay warmer. it's going to congregate some fish. There's not a whole lot of bait. You don't need anything fancy, especially for the kids. You know, put them, you know, most of the catfish have migrated offshore. Put them a dead shrimp on the bottom. Something's going to end up eating it.
Yeah, and, you know, another opportunity could be, you know, the bridge down there in Grand Isle. You can fish off that bridge. Probably going to be a little breezy, but at least there's no traffic on the bridge that's now a fishing pier down there.
That is correct, and they're doing a lot of work on the west side of it. They've done a lot of work and improved the parking area. So it's that's another opportunity. That wind's going to be a little bit brutal on that bridge this morning, but it's definitely they're definitely got a nice arrangement there now.
Yeah, well, like one of our listeners texted me, said, this cold weather's refreshing. I remember July. So that's when you're out there. Think about fishing in July and August, and that makes it more bearable. Darrell, somebody wants to give you a call, get some info, maybe book a trip in the near future. Tell them how to get you.
Well, they can find me on your website at dondeadgrossguy.com or realscreamers.com. Has a lot of, you know, a lot of the information they need on it. Or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. Stay warm. Talk to you next week.
Oh, I don't think I'm leaving the couch.
We'll see you then. There he goes, Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, when we come back, well, let's see. We're going to be talking to Captain Mike Gallo. I don't know if he's still in pursuit of deer or if he's been trying to get some fishing. Yesterday was pretty nice on his area. It got up in this around 60 degrees, but that ain't going to happen this weekend. Paddler's Report with Brendan Bayard. If you like to get after the fish in the kayak, we'll also check in with Ryan Lambert. Get a recap as he closed out the duck season last weekend and what the future looks like for fishing down there with a very, very low Mississippi River down in the Delta. And, of course, your texts right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.